Welcome to Union City Radio for Tuesday, April 21st. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Oluwadu Milol Olaniyan, a correctional officer at Jessup Correctional Institution and a shop steward with AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, last week implored Maryland Governor Larry Hogan to provide guards and other state workers with face masks and other tools to ensure their safety. If we on the front lines are not being protected the way we should be protected, we are bringing this virus to our families, Olaniyan said. He's in self-quarantine after becoming exposed to another guard who tested positive last week. We are not afraid of doing this job, he said. We are afraid that we don't have the proper equipment to do the job. In today's labor history, on this date in 1997, some 12,500 Goodyear tire workers struck nine plants in what was to become a three-week walkout over job security, wage, and benefit issues. Today's labor quote is by Lillian Roberts, an organizer for AFSCME, who led a series of strikes at New York State hospitals to protest Governor Nelson Rockefeller's opposition to unionization. Her efforts landed her in jail for a month after Rockefeller signed the Taylor Law in this date in 1967, permitting union organization and bargaining by public employees, but outlawing the right to strike. Lillian Roberts, who said, I had to break the law to force him to comply. Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, many families are being hit with increased financial burdens. For those struggling with their credit, the Union Plus Credit Counseling Program is still operating online and over the phone. Visit unionplus.org/creditcounseling to find out more.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union, oh yeah, the union will make us strong.
Oh, it's gonna make us strong.